Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. One of the first tools I picked up when I began my parts work journey was learning to be okay with sitting in silence. And I know for some people that that is challenging. So I wanted to invite you to consider what parts of you, because we know it's not all of you, find it hard. Prior to beginning my inner work, I had noise on all the time. TV was on, radio was on, music was on, podcasts were on, all the time. There was no time that I was willing or able to sit in quiet or in silence. And as I began my own transformative journey, particularly with IFS, we often, we start by saying, let's go inside so that we can hear our part. And between that and the idea of meditation, I just kind of felt all this like squirmy resistance. And so, fast forward a few years, and now the silence is my preferred way of being. I rarely have any noise on. Ask my husband. I would just as soon never have the TV on. Never. And I don't care. 10-hour car trips.
Silence.
Walks. No podcast playing. I just want quiet. Love the quiet. I can meditate now in the quiet.
So how did I go from noise all the time to nothing, right? So I want to talk through some of that. So let's approach it from a parts work perspective, which I'm sure will surprise you. And then we're going to talk about some practicalities, which kind of go beyond parts work. But from a parts work perspective, if you feel all this squirmy and squirrely about like this whole very idea of sitting still for even 30 seconds, welcome that part, right? That would be a part. Get curious. Why doesn't it want to have some silence? And a gentle reminder, don't shame it, no matter what it says. Don't suggest it's wrong for feeling that way. You should. Watch that, because that's another part, right? It's a critic. So get curious about why the part doesn't want to sit in silence. Just ask it why. And then ask it to tell you more. Tell me more. And let that part know it's okay. It's okay if it doesn't want to sit in silence. And then thank it for sharing whatever it shared with you. And let that part know it's not alone any longer. You're here with it now. And I'd like you to notice that it's a part of you. It's not all of who you are. And so, this is my acknowledge, accept, and appreciate in action. Acknowledging the part that is uncomfortable in the silence. Accepting how it feels and that it is uncomfortable. Not making it wrong. Even maybe going so far as to validate how it feels. I get that you're uncomfortable in the silence. It's okay. And then appreciating its willingness to share its thoughts and concerns with you. And doing these three things really helps our parts feel seen and heard. This allows them to relax, and then they are more likely to trust you and self-energy to lead them. It may not be overnight, but it will happen. I promise. So now let's talk about some practical tips. If you believe it is in your best interest to learn how to be comfortable in silence, first, let's find that part of you that believes that. That part that is really interested in learning to meditate, as an example. I'd suggest you, again, get curious about why it thinks learning to meditate is a good idea. And again, you're going to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate this part too. Thank it for being your ally in learning to meditate or to be able to sit in silence. Ask this part if it's willing to be your cheerleader for the skill that you want to build. And now
I'd like you to acknowledge any perfectionistic part that you might have sitting around that has something to say about you sitting in silence or meditating. Do you have a part that believes,
in order to successfully meditate, I have to sit here for 30 minutes and my mind must be perfectly blank, no stray thought.
Look for a part that has a very rigid idea about what success looks like. Look for a part that'll tell you you failed if,
you know, suddenly the next thing you know, you're thinking about your grocery list.
Notice that part too. It is also a part of you, this perfectionistic part. And you might give it the same triple A's, right? Like acknowledge it. Accept it. Find out where did you pick up this belief that you had to do it a certain way. And anything other than that way meant failure. Just get curious about it. Ask the part, what's a concern would happen if you don't do it perfectly? And I'd also invite you to notice how you're responding to the perfectionistic part. Are you shaming it? Are you arguing with it? If so, welcome yet another part, right? Because self would not shame any part. Self would be curious about the perfectionistic part. How did it get this way? What makes it think that? What's it concerned will happen if you don't do it perfectly, right? Third practical piece of advice is start with short time frames. Start, whether that's be you want to like be able to sit in silence for 2 minutes or meditate for 2 minutes and inform your parts. We've talked previously about how time is helpful to parts. Time and numbers are very helpful. So if you share with the part, we're only doing this for 2 minutes, all of your parts. Okay, we're going to try this for 2 minutes and reassure them that no matter what happens in that 2 minutes, it's all acceptable. It's all good. You can do this whether it's meditation or maybe even just practice sitting in silence on the way to the grocery store. You can tell the parts, okay, no radio or podcast on the way to the grocery store, but we'll listen to something on the way back if that was too uncomfortable. And you can really kind of set this definitive guideline for the part so it knows, okay, the ones that might be uncomfortable in silence, okay, we're only doing this on the way to the store. On the way back, we get to turn on music or turn on, you know, our favorite podcast. So those are a good way to practice. And then depending on how it goes, maybe you make it a little longer. Maybe, you know, in a couple of weeks, like you check in. How is it being quiet on the way to the grocery store? Well, could we do it on the way back? Would that be okay? So same thing with meditation. Maybe 2 minutes is good. Oh, we're feeling good about this now. All right, let's increase it to 3 minutes. And then the final piece of it, practical advice is to begin a meditation practice. Start with a guided meditation. This is going to give your busy mind something to focus on, the words. And in time, you will probably find that you don't need the guided meditation any longer. You will be able to do this without the guiding words. But this is a great way to start a meditation practice. Is to start with small amounts of time, check in with your parts to see how that felt. Start with a guided meditation that helps give your mind something to focus on. And again, over time, and there's no set time, but over time, you may find you don't need the guided any longer. You are able to sit in silence. And who knows, you might actually get up to that 20 or 30 minutes that your perfectionistic part wants. So I hope that this was helpful. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.